Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Couldn't get here on time due to their bus situation after school. So we're expected to start here in within five to 10 minutes here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this commercial break.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kalp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kalp Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medication and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314. Or just stop in. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, some news for you from today. Last night, the Midwest Athletic Conference released their all-conference teams, and Fort Recovery had several players recognized, including Whitley Rammel, named to the first team. Also, Marissa Garkey was named to the second team, and Grace Guggenbiller was named honorable mention. For Delta St. John's, they had Hallie Elwer named as honorable mention. And that was basically the only recognition for St. John's. The player of the year was Carson Henschen from New Knoxville. The coach of the year was Diana Kramer from New Bremen with her undefeated conference champions, the Lady Cardinals. New Bremen had four players on the all-conference first team, being Kaylee Friend, Abby Powers, Mia Smittmeyer, and Melinda Schrader. Coldwater had two players, Annalise Harlemert and Jenna Ligers. Also on the first team from New Knoxville, there were three players, Ellie Gable, Avery Henschen, and Carson Henschen. And again, Carson was the player of the year. Parkway had Gabby Stober, and St. Henry had Brianna Seifring named to the first team. Again, New Bremen 9-0 on the year, the conference champions. Delphus has had a rough season this year. Needless to say, they are 1-21 on the season and 0-9 in the conference. Fort Recovery did knock them off earlier this year. Fort Recovery's 11-11 on the season and 5-4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. We'll be back in a moment here with the start of the match from Fort Recovery's Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Vores Welding. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse again tonight, the matchup between Fort Recovery and Delphi St. John in the sectional tournament. The other matchups in the sectional tournament, which are going on today, include Kaleida and Lima Temple Christian, also Marion Local and Lima Central Catholic, Wayne Trace and Lima Perry. Now, Fort Recovery wins tonight, and they are heavily favored to do so. They would play at Lincoln View on Thursday against Crestview. That would be about a 6:30 start time from Lincoln View on Thursday evening. Again, Fort Recovery, Crestview, Thursday evening at 6:30 if the Lady Indians can win tonight. The latest football rankings came out today, and Fort Recovery is ranked 13th in the region, so it looks like the Indians are in for sure in the football tournament. They take the top 16. It's just a matter of who they're going to be playing in that first weekend of the playoffs. So I think no matter whether Fort Recovery wins or loses this Friday against New Bremen, they're looks like undoubtedly in the playoffs, playing Arcanum, Coldwater, someone like that possibly in the first round of the tournament. Coldwater's ranked number 4 in the region. Anna's ranked number 9 in the region. Fort Recovery, again, ranked number 13 in the region. In the other region involving MAC teams, Region 28, Marion Local is ranked number 1. St. Henry is ranked number 6. New Bremen is ranked number 7 in that particular region. Fort Recovery, Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie is ranked number 15. So that's Region 28. Fort Recovery plays in Region 24. There were a couple of final notes I'll pass along to you that came out in the news this afternoon that you might be interested in. The passing of Jack Good. Jack was well known here in the Fort Recovery community. He passed away at the age of 88. Services for Jack Good will be Friday at 11 at the Zecker Bailey Funeral Home in Greenville. Calling will be from 9 to 11 on Friday morning. Again, Jack Good and his buddy Buckshot Mays passing away within a couple of weeks of each other. Also, Ron Shaner, 75, a 1964 grad of Fort Recovery, passed away recently. His service will be tomorrow at 11 at the Tribute Funeral Home in Greenville. Calling from 10 to 11 tomorrow morning at the Tribute Funeral Home in Greenville for Ron Shaner, 75, again, a 1964 grad of Fort Recovery High School. Of course, Jack Good was very active here in the community. That was a one-time president of the Fort Recovery Ambassadors. Again, his service on Friday at 11 at Zucker Bailey in Greenville, calling 9 to 11 on Friday morning. Okay, it looks like we're set to go here with the sectional first round game here between Fort Recovery and Delphi St. John's. Fort Recovery will be serving from our right to our left. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in tonight's sectional matchup from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Dr. Banna is, once again, scheduling new patients. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, including Fort Recovery graduates on his staff, Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart, are staff members of the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Delphi St. John's is going to be serving first here. And back to serve is Cameron Mullenkamp for St. John's. The serve is good, but they say must be a service error on St. John's to start the match. So Fort Recovery picks up the first point, goes ahead 1-0. Here's Guggenbiller serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by St. John's. They just have to free ball it over, and they can't get it over. Layla Seitz tried to free ball it over. She couldn't get it over, so give Grace Guggenbiller a service point, and Fort Recovery leads 2-0 here. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com this afternoon as well. Here's Tegan Fortkamp setting for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley slams it down for a kill. And Fort Recovery is very quickly out to a 3-0 lead here in this opening set of this Fort Recovery and Delphi St. John's sectional volleyball match. Grace Guggenbiller serving again. It's a good serve. And Delphi's just free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel puts it down on the floor for another kill. Another service point for Grace Guggenbiller. That's her third in a row. She will serve again. Fort Recovery is just having their way here. And here's the hit over on the second hit. They're going to call double hit on St. John's. So they got it over okay, but they called a double hit on Avery Mueller. And so another service point for Grace Guggenbiller. It's now 5-0. Guggenbiller's serve is not quite an ace serve, or is it? They got it back over, but it went out of bounds. So another service point for Grace Guggenbiller. I don't think I can give her an ace on that. She will serve again. It's now 6-0. 5 straight service points for Grace Guggenbiller. Here's the set. There's the dink over and the kill for St. John's. That's really the first real offensive play they've had. And Maya Conley gets the, again, kill there. So it's now 6-1. Good serve by St. John's. Here's Whitley Rammel. A smash, and it's off the fist of Emma Will and out of bounds. Whitley Rammel with the kill. Now 7-1, Fort Recovery leading. Faith Lindell will go back to serve. Once again, Delphi St. John's at 1-21 on the season. Here's the dig and the set, smash, and another kill for Maya Conley. That's her second kill. Side out to Delphi St. John's, and we have ourselves a 7-2 score. Fort Recovery in the lead here. Here's the next serve I'm not sure who that is. I don't have that number. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery and a kill by Whitley Rammel. I do not have who that is. I'm guessing it might be Grace Minter. I'll say it's Grace Minter. Here's Audra Bupp serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the set and the hit for St. John's, and Layla Seitz hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. A service point for Audra Bupp. She'll serve again. It's now a score of 9-2. Here's the next serve. Dug out by St. John's. The dink over. Back over by Whitley Rammel. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Kanapke setting for the outside hitter, Marissa Garkey, and she cannot get the kill. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel to Wendell. Wendell sets for Rammel. Rammel on the hit and ends up getting the kill. Whitley Rammel, her fifth kill already, and it's now 10-2, Fort Recovery leading by 8. Another service point for Audra Bupp here. Rob Weaver here. Jeff Overholzer is our studio producer. Back at the radio station, Neil Spencer here at the game site. Here is the dig and a smash by Delphi St. John's, and Fort Recovery is able to keep it in play. Marissa Garkey back to St. John's. Here's the dig and the hit over, and they're going to say it's out of bounds. And they're going to say a double hit on St. John's. That's a point Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp has another service point. Now 11-2. Fort Recovery breezing along here in this first set against Delphi St. John. And there's one thing that will stop the service of Fort Recovery, and that is a service error by Audra Bupp. So going back to serve now is Maya Conley. Conley's serve is a good one, dug out by Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell. Back to Rammel. Rammel on the smash and got the kill. Another kill for Whitley Rammel, number 6 tonight. 12-3 now, Fort Recovery by 9 here in the first set. And it's going to be Whitley Rammel going back to serve. Whitley was just named overnight as a first-team all-conference player. So congratulations to Whitley. Our only first-team player, Marissa Garkey, was named second-team. And Grace Guggenbiller was named honorable mention. Good serve there by Whitley Rammel, and it's dug out of bounds. Ace serve for Whitley. She will serve again. And timeout is called by the Lady Blue Jays of Delphi St. John, so we'll be back in just a moment.
Beauty's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, and Delphi St. John's battling away here, 13-3. Fort Recovery with the lead by 10 points. Whitley Rammel will serve. Dug out by Delphi St. John's to the net, and Grace Guggenbiller on the block and gets the block kill. I don't know if you want to try taking this out or not. I don't know. Having some trouble with our feed to the high school television network. There's a good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the set to Marissa Garkey. Garkey dinks it over. Here's the set to the outside hitter. Back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell for Whitley Rammel, a smash, and got the kill. Whitley Rammel picks up kill number 7 on the evening. Makes it 15-3 now. Lady Indians just cruising along here. Whitley Rammel will serve again. And there is an ace serve for Whitley. Whitley Rammel on an ace serve. It's 16-3 now. Whitley Rammel serving again. Fort Recovery cruising here in the first set. And there is another ace serve, maybe. Nope. Delphi St. John's free balls it over. Faith Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller and hits it out of bounds over the end line. Point Delphi St. John's. That starts the Fort Recovery serve. 16-4 now. Back to serve for St. John's is going to be Layla Seitz. Seitz serve is dug out by Audra Bupp very nicely. Here's Marissa Garkey getting a kill for Fort Recovery. Nice hit there for Marissa. Again, Marissa, a second team all-conference player. And that is her first kill of the afternoon. Keegan Fortkamp goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. She's only a sophomore. Serve is good. Or is it? Yep, a serve right on the line. Delphi St. John's let that go, and that was not the good decision there. So Tegan Fortkamp with an ace serve. She'll serve again. 18-4 now. Fortkamp's serve this time is into the net. Service error, and it's side out St. John's. We played Delphi St. John's earlier in the year. I'm just pretty sure it wasn't this simple for Fort Recovery. Boy, they just are just cruising along here this afternoon. Here's a good serve by St. John's from the standpoint of getting it over the net, but Chloe Wellman hits it out of bounds. So service error for St. John's. That's actually only their first service error, I believe. And here's Marissa Garkey going back to serve now for Fort Recovery. 19-5, Lady Indians cruising away here. Good serve dug out by St. John's, back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on the hit, played by St. John's. Here's the set, the smash, and it's hit out of bounds by Haley Elwer. And it's now 20-5. That's a service point for Marissa Garkey. She will serve again here. And this is a soft serve, and it's an ace serve right in front of the back line. Marissa Garkey, perfect placement there, getting the ace serve. She will serve again. 21-5, Fort Recovery leading. And here's the set for, now they're going to call double hit on St. John's. Double hit on Chloe Wellman. So Marissa Garkey picks up another service point, and she'll serve again. 22-5 now. Here's the serve. Dug out by St. John's. Waiting on it at the net is Lily Luthold, and she slams it down for a kill. Lily Luthold gets her first kill. And it's now 23-5 Fort Recovery. In comes Avery Altenberger for St. John's. And taking a seat is Tori Steeman. Here's Marissa Garkey serving again. Dug out by St. John's, but out of bounds. Ace serve for Marissa Garkey as Layla Seitz just couldn't get to it. Here we go again for Marissa. It's 24-5. This is set points. And it is dug out, but out of bounds, not able to return it, was Avery Altenberger. Another ace serve for Marissa Garkey. And the Lady Indians win the first set 25-5. A very quick win for Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the second set coming up in just a moment.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talents in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Okay, back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we're set to go with the second set. Fort Recovery winning the first set easily, 25-5. There's a block by Whitley Ramo, but Delta St. John free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Keegan Fortcamp to Whitley Ramo, a block by St. John's. Maya Conley picks up the block. We apologize to those of you listening on or watching on the high school TV network. We had issues with our audio, which we think we have straightened out now. Kanapke, and they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Nope, they're going to call a lift on Fort Recovery. So illegal hit there, and this St. John's picks up the point. Another serve. It's 2-0 very quickly here. Here is a smash by Whitley Ramel, and she gets a vicious kill there. For Whitley, that's kill number 8. Had 7 in that first set alone. And most of those came early in the set. Faith Wendell will serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. I spoke too soon. It was nicely over the net, but it was out of bounds on the far sideline. So service error for Faith Wendell. That's the third service error of the evening for Fort Recovery. Back to serve now, I believe, is Grace Minter. Minter's serve is dug out by Kanapke. Faith Wendell. There's a hit by Tegan Fortcamp, and she got the kill off of the tip by St. John's. That's Tegan's first kill of the night, and that will send Audra Bupp back to serve for Fort Recovery. Once again, if Fort Recovery wins tonight, it looks like they're on their way to doing that. They will play Crestview at Lincoln View next Thursday night at 6:30. We'll have the broadcast for you here on the radio next Thursday. There's a smash by Marissa Garkey back to Fort Recovery. St. John's returns at the Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortcamp, and they're going to call, I think, St. John's in the net. Yep, called St. John's in the net there. So give a service point to Audra Bupp. 3-3, we're all tied up here. Good serve, dug out by St. John's to set. Here's the hit back, but not over the net. Layla Seitz couldn't get it over the net. That's 4 hits on St. John's. Another point for Audra Bupp. Fort Recovery trying to go above 500 here with a 12-11 record if they can win tonight. Here's the serve by Audra Bupp. Back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Wendell to Whitley Ramel. And Whitley just a little placement kill for the Lady Indians. Kill number 9 for Whitley. And another service point for Audra Bupp. And it's now 5-3. Once again, Lady Indians cruising to a win in the first set, 25-5. Here's a good serve. The set for St. John's, the hit back. Played by Audra Bupp. Here's Marissa Garkey, kind of free-balling it back over. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. The dig by Audra Bupp. Marissa Garkey dinks it over. And Fort Recovery free-balls it back to the Lady Indians, but hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Audra Bupp. She's had several in a row here. It's now 6-3. Lady Indians on top here over Delta St. John's. And St. John's having trouble. I don't think they got it over. Point Fort Recovery. That is 2-4, 6-8 service points now for Audra Bupp in the two sets combined. Audra serving again here. Another good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the set and the hit. Played by Kanapke. Whitley Rammel free balls it, and it goes out of bounds. So, point for Delphi St. John's. Going back to serve now is Maya Conley. Maya bounces the volleyball. Here comes the serve. And it's a good serve. Audra Bupp digs it out. There's Marissa Garkey on the set by Faith Wendell, and Garkey gets the kill. For Marissa Garkey, that's kill number two this afternoon. Rob Weaver here, along with our studio producer back in Portland's Lindsey Green now. Jeff Overholzer started us out, and Lindsey Green now on board. Neil Spencer's here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's a good serve by Fort Recovery, and St. John's free balls it over and catches Fort Recovery asleep there. Give Abby Kerner with a kill, and that's only their third kill of the whole match so far for St. John's. Layla Seitz will serve now for the Lady Blue Jays. Good serve. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's the smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Played by St. John's. Marissa Garkey on a smash and got the kill. Marissa Garkey picks up her third kill. And it's now 9-5. And in comes Lily Luthold. Going back to serve will be Tegan Fortkamp. Fort Recovery has Audra Bupp, Tegan Fortkamp, Aubrey Kanapke, Lily Luthold, Marissa Garkey, and Grace Guggenbeller in the lineup. Here's the dig, and the hitting error called a lift on Fort Recovery. So point St. John's. That makes it 9-6. Going back to serve is Chloe Wellman for St. John's. Here's a good serve, a serve right on the back line. Chloe Wellman gets an ace serve. Timeout is called. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery leads 9-7 here in this second set. They won the first set 25-5.
This is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on October 15th through December 7th. Oftentimes, open enrollment can be a difficult process to navigate. Let a Medicare Part D specialist help you by scheduling an appointment to review plans that work best for your medications. Call 419-375-2323 to schedule an appointment today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Continuing her serve is St. John's Chloe Wellman. Good serve off of Audra Bupp. Fort Recovery saves it. And, oh, no, they didn't. Four hits. Grace Guggenbeller needed to free ball it over on the third hit there, and she didn't get it over. So another service point for Chloe Wellman. She will serve again. This one is out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery, side out Lady Indians. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve. Mara Pearson comes in the lineup, and Audra Bupp will go out. 10-8 score. Fort Recovery leading Delphi St. John's. Good serve there. Here's the set and the dink over by St. John's. Played by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Guggenbeller. A block. Fort Recovery has it back. Mara Pearson hits it over and got it in on the back line for the kill. And that's the first kill for Mara Pearson this afternoon. Once again, if Fort Recovery wins this afternoon, they'll go to Lincoln View on Thursday, play in the next round of the sectional against Crestview. We'll have the match for you here on the radio on Thursday night. 6:30 time. There's a good service smash by St. John's. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Lily Luthold. Outside hit and got the kill. Lily Luthold hit it off a block by St. John's, which went out of bounds. So Luthold gets the kill. Marissa Garkey with a service point. She will serve again. 12-18 now. Lady Indians by four. Good serve. Here's the set for St. John's. The hit off the Fort Recovery block. Kanapke plays it to Tegan Fortkamp. Grace Guggenbiller. Now St. John's back to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Here's Tegan Fortkamp to Mara Pearson. And we're going to call a double hit on St. John's. Give Fort Recovery the points. 13-8 now. Here comes Marissa Garkey's service air. Again, the computer rankings came out today for the high school football tournament. Fort Recovery is in the 13th spot now in their region, which looks like the Indians are in for sure, I would think, in the football tournament. It's just a matter of who Fort Recovery will play in that first round. There's a serve that's too long by St. John's Abby Kerner, out of bounds off the end line. Fort Recovery could play Coldwater, maybe play Arcanum, maybe another team. We'll have to wait and see what happens this Friday night. Grace Guggenbiller on a good serve, dug out by St. John's, and I think that was a block by Whitley Ramble. 15-9. Grace Guggenbiller with the service point. She'll serve again. And it's an ace serve off the fist of Hallie Elwer. Guggenbiller with an ace serve, and timeout is called. St. John's 16-9 is the score. 16-9, Fort Recovery leading here in the second set. They won the first set 25-5.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
And thanks to the sponsors you hear on the broadcast that make it possible for us to be here bringing you this matchup between Fort Recovery and Delta St. John's. Lady Indians are cruising along here so far. Again, winning the first set 25-5 and leading here in the second set 16-9. Back to serve again will be Grace Guggenbiller. Travis Guggenbiller is the coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Ashley Reynolds, the head coach of Delta St. John's. A nice dig there, and St. John's free balls it over. Here's a smash by Whitley Ramble. A block by Maya Conley, and Conley gets the points. Conley gets the block kill. Hallie Elwer back to serve now for St. John's. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp to the outside hitter, Whitley Ramble, and Whitley gets another kill. Kill number 10 for Whitley Ramble so far this evening. Lily Luthold back to serve now for Fort Recovery. 17-10. Luthold's serve is a good one, dug out by Chloe Wellman. Here's a hit over by St. John's Layla Stites. And Whitley Ramble back to St. John's, back to Ramble, back to St. John's. And unable to hit it over was Chloe Wellman. Correction, was Maya Conley. Maya Conley unable to hit that over. And so Fort Recovery picks up the points. Lily Luthold will serve again. Let serve, played by St. John's. Here's the set. The smash. We get a block. Yep, they say it's a block on the part of Whitley Ramble. Lily Luthold picks up another point. Now 19-10. Good serve by Luthold. Played by St. John's. Back to Fort Recovery. Luthold to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Mara hits it over, and St. John's hits it out of bounds on the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Mara a kill on that, which would be her second kill of the afternoon. 20-11 now. Rob Weaver here at WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, and on the high school, again, TV network. Back to St. John's. There's a kill by Tegan Fortkamp. 21-10. If the Lady Indians win tonight and Thursday, they would next play, I believe, next Tuesday. There's an ace serve. Ace serve for Port Recovery's Lily Luthold. She will serve again. Let's see here. Good serve by Lily. Here's the set and the hit back to Port Recovery, played by Kanapke. Mara Pearson sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan just kind of free balls it over there. Here's the dink back to Port Recovery. Smashed by Mara Pearson. Got the kill. Give Tegan Fortkamp the assist. Luthold will serve again. So, yeah, next, if the Lady Indians win tonight and against Crestview Thursday, the next matchup would be next Tuesday at Van Wert's. And it probably would be against Lincoln View. Just guessing. But we've got to win tonight first. We've got to win on Thursday first. Crestview's a very tough match. Luthold had a service error there. That's a point for St. John's. It's 23-11. Here is Grace Moitner, or Mentor, serving. Smash back by Mara Pearson, played by St. John's, freeballing it over to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Gave Faith Wendell the assist. Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill. It's now 24-11. And here's Audra Bupp coming in to serve the set points. Reserve is a good one, dug out by St. John's. Smash and a kill. Nice hit there by St. John's Maya Conley. That's her third kill of the night. She has two blocks also. She's really been the only contributing hitter to speak of for St. John's here. And Conley will go back to serve. It is a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A smash played by St. John's. Freeballing it back to Port Recovery. Bupp to Wendell. Wendell will set for Marissa Darkey. Dug out by St. John's. Wendell to Kanapke. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. And there's the kill. And that's the set. 25-12. Port Recovery wins 25-5 and 25-12, up two sets to none, heading into the third and what looks like probably the final set. We'll be back in a moment here at the Portside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Boars Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boars Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boars Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Boars Welding.
Hey,
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years. Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, where Fort Recovery is on the verge of closing this one out in a hurry here. This match might not even be an hour long if it continues like this. Back to serve is Cameron Mullenkamp for St. John's, trailing 2-0, losing 25-5 and 25-12 to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp serves a good one, dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. Lily Luthold on a smash and got the kill. Lily Luthold puts it down and makes it now 20, or let's try that again. They haven't changed the scoreboard. 1-0 is the score. Grace Guggenbiller will serve now. Fort Recovery leading. Good serve by Grace. There's the hit back over by St. John's. There's a kill for Amaya Conley, her fourth kill of the evening. Again, in one of our news items tonight, if you didn't hear, Jack Good has passed away, former Fort Recovery resident. Jack was very active in the community and was president of the ambassadors at one time. And he will be put to rest on Friday. Services will be at 11 o'clock on Friday morning at the Zecker Bailey Funeral Home in Greenville. And calling will be from 9 to 11 on Friday morning for Jack Good. There was a service error for St. John's, and now there's a service ace for Lily Luthold for Fort Recovery. And it is a good serve dug out by St. John's. Now free balling it back over. Tegan Fortkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel smasheroo and got the kill. That's why she's first team all conference. Her hits are vicious. 4-1, Lady Indians lead here. Lily Luthold serving. And it is too long this time. It's now 4-2. Side out for St. John's. And going back to serve will be Grace Minter. Minter bounces the volleyball. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. She kept it in bounds and got the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp goes back to serve. It's now 5-2. Once again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and we're also on the High School Sports Television Network. There's back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel will set for Marissa Garkey, and a return by St. John's, and nobody played it for Fort Recovery. Side out St. John's. Here's Maya Connolly going back to serve now for St. John's. She's the tallest player on their team at 5'10". Good hitter. Good serve there. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the smash, and nobody can play it. It went off of Hallie Elwer, and nobody else can get to it. So Rammel gets another kill. That is number 14 on the day so far for Whitley Rammel. And Whitley will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. She wears number 19 on her uniform, and there's a service error for Whitley Rammel. She's headed for East Tennessee State, I believe it is. Player volleyball down in Tennessee after graduating from Fort Recovery. Back to serve is Layla Seitz now for St. John's. Good serve. Dug out by Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Smashed by Marissa Garkey. Blocked by St. John's. Played by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back to St. John's. Here's the set. The smash. And it is in. Give a kill to Hallie Elwer. That's Hallie's first kill of the day. Service point for Layla Seitz, and she'll serve again. Seitz is a freshman for St. John's. Good serve dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. There's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Set for St. John's. They're going to call a double hit. Double hit on St. John's, 7-5. Side out Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads by two here. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. Fortkamp's serve is dug out by Layla Seitz. Reballing it back over St. John's. Tegan Fortkamp saved it. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey and played by St. John's. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Tegan Fortkamp setting for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a smash. Deflected by St. John's. They free ball it back over. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller hits it to St. John's. Here's a hit back, and I think it's out of bounds. Yep. Middle hitter there. Abby Kerner hits it out of bounds over the end line, so point for recovery. Tegan Fortkamp serving. 8-5 score. Fortkamp serve is a good one. Here's Seitz on a deep hit. Thinking it over is Grace Guggenbiller. St. John sets and plays, and they mishit that one. Point for recovery. Give Tegan Fortkamp a service point. 9-5 now. Lady Indians leading by four here in the third set. They won the first two sets rather easily. Fortkamp serve is good. Here's the set for St. John's. A smash and a kill for St. John's, Hallie Elwer. That makes it now 9-6. And back to serve will be Chloe Wellman for St. John's. She served a couple of times earlier, at least once anyway, and had an ace serve. Here's a serve. That's a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for the outside hitter, Marissa Garkey, and they say it's out of bounds. So give a service point to Chloe Wellman. She will serve again. It's now 9-7. St. John's back to within two. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Lily Luthold just freeballing it over. Now freeballing it back to Fort Recovery at the net. Luthold sets for Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller gets a kill. Second kill of the night for Grace Guggenbiller. Here comes Mara Pearson in the lineup, and Audra Bupp will go out as Marissa Garkey now serving for Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Here's the serve. It's good. Dug out by Seitz. There's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's a kill. Hallie Elwer with a kill right in bounds, barely. That makes it 10-8. St. John's back to within two. St. John's being a little more pesky here in this third set. Abby Kerner goes back to serve now for the Lady Blue Jays. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. St. John's back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller and hits it out of bounds. Race right down the middle, but over the end line. Hitting air there. Abby Kerner picks up a service point. She'll serve again. Now 10-9. Good serve. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. St. John's plays it. Hit back to Fort Recovery. A block by Guggenbiller. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortcamp will set for Guggenbiller. Back to St. John's. There's a hit, but it's out of bounds by Maya Connolly. Point Fort Recovery. Side out, Fort Recovery. It's now 11-9, Fort Recovery by 2 here in this third set, and Grace Guggenbiller will be serving. Good serve, dug out by St. John's. Here's the hit back over by Maya Connolly. Guggenbiller passing to Marissa Garkey, who actually setting for Garkey, who kills, hits the kill down the middle. So Guggenbiller gets the assist there. Marissa Garkey gets the kill. For Marissa, that is kill number 4 on the evening. Here's Guggenbiller's let serve. Played by Fort Recovery now, and now what we got? Called a double hit on Fort Recovery. Allie Elwer serving here for St. John's. 12-10. Dug out by Kanapke to Tegan Fortcamp. Here's Whitley Rammel. Look out! Man, is she wicked. Whitley Rammel, kill number 15 on the day. Side out Fort Recovery. Lily Luthol goes back to serve. It's 13-10. Luthol wears number 6. Here's the serve. Good serve. It's an ace serve off of the fist of Cameron Mullenkamp. Lily Luthol with her third ace serve of the evening. She will serve it again. It's now 14-10. Fort Recovery by 4 here in this third set. Leading 2-0, and we've got a rotation violation or what here? You know, the officials said that, I guess, play wasn't quite ready to go yet, so we're going to replay that. Lily Luthold will serve again. And it's a service error this time. Side out to Delphi St. John's. That makes it 14-11. And going back to serve now for St. John's will be Grace Minter. She's a 5-2 freshman for the Lady Blue Jays. A lot of young people here for St. John's. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, and St. John's trying to free ball it. They can't get it back. Oh, they did get it back. Faith Wendell to Mara Pearson. Mara on the smash. It's dug out of bounds by Minter. Give Mara Pearson the kill. Kill number 4 for Mara. Side out Fort Recovery. And Audra Buck will go back to serve now as the Lady Indians lead here. 15-11. Again, we won the first set 25-5. 25-12 was the second set score. Fort Recovery ahead, 2-0. Good serve by Audra Buff. Here's the pass to the net and a miss hit there by St. John's. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Audra Buff with her 10th service point of the evening. Buff serving again. Good serve, dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the hits by Seitz. A block by Fort Recovery, and it's out of bounds. Give the kill there to Layla Seitz. 16-12. Back to serve for St. John's is Maya Connolly. Big middle hitter for the Lady Blue Jays. Good serve by Maya. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, played by St. John's. Minter sets here, a deep hit by Hallie Elwer. Bupp sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill as she hit it off of Maya Connolly. Kill number 16 for Whitley Rammel, side out Fort Recovery, and Whitley Rammel goes back to serve. 17-12 score. So we have right now Audra Bupp, Faith Wendell, Keegan Ford Camp. There's Ramos third. It's a good one. And just a free ball back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell back over to St. John's. Free balling it to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Here's a hit. And it's down by Allison Fullenkamp of Fort Recovery, but they said it was out of bounds. Allison Fullenkamp in there now for Fort Recovery. Layla Seitz will serve for the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays. They're back to within four, 17-13. It's a good serve. Here's the hit by Tegan Fortkamp. Back over to St. John's. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set. There's a hit down the middle. And it's a kill. Grace Klingshern gets a kill for Fort Recovery. She's in there playing now. Coach Guggenbiller giving a lot of kids a chance to play. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp into the lineup. She's going to serve. 18-13 score here. Fort Recovery leading by five. Up next will be Crestview on Thursday. It'll be at Lincoln View, so keep that in mind. The match is at Lincoln View at 6:30 Thursday night. There's a miss hit by St. John's, Hallie Elwer, and it's now 19-13. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp her first service point of the evening. She will serve again. Good serve. Ace serve off of Tori Steeman. Kennedy Mollenkamp, two service points here. It's now 20-13. And into the lineup now comes, I think, Sage Luthold. I believe. Kennedy Mollenkamp will now serve. Good serve, dug out by St. John's. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds by Hallie Elwer. It's another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Timeout is called by St. John's. It's 21-13. Fort Recovery in the lead. We'll be back.
JR Manufacturing is proud to support the Fort Recovery Indians and to sponsor this sports broadcast. Right now, JR Manufacturing is growing again and has several job openings, including maintenance positions, engineering design, quality control, and more. Apply at their office or online at jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Proud to be a booster of all Fort Recovery students and sports teams.
Back to action. Once again, Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve again. 21-13, Lady Indians by eight here in this third set. Mollenkamp's serve is too long this time. Service error. That's been the really only negative. Well, I won't say the only negative, but certainly the biggest negative of the night for Fort Recovery. They have eight service errors now on the night tonight. That has been a problem for them here basically all year. Good serve there, and they can't save it. Give them an ace serve for St. John's for Chloe Wellman. That's her second ace serve of the day. It's now 21-15. St. John's back to within six. Good serve there. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery by Sage Luthold. Now back to St. John's, back to Fort Recovery, and there's a miss hit by Fort Recovery. And St. John's just free-balled that over, but they got the kill. Another service point for Chloe Wellman, and here's an ace serve for Chloe Wellman. Now 21-17. Marissa Garkey comes back in the lineup for Fort Recovery. Here comes the serve by Wellman, and this is a service error. Only the third service error of the evening for St. John's. They've been pretty good at serving. And that makes the score 22-17. And now maybe to serve out the set, here's Marissa Garkey. First serve is good. A let serve played by St. John's. Here's the set and the fairly deep hit by Hallie Elwer. Mollenkamp was set for Mara Pearson. And looked like it was tipped, but they say no. Out of bounds, point for St. John's. Abby Kerner will go back to serve now for St. John's. It's now 22-18. St. John's back to within four. St. John's had to scramble to get here for the match this evening. In fact, they were actually late, but we got started about 0:05:45. Big hit by Grace Guggenbiller and a block by Maya Conley. Maya picks up her third block of the day. Give a service point to Abby Kerner, and it's now 22-19. Here we go with the next serve by Kerner. It's a good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. And called a double hit on Fort Recovery. Back to serve now is Kerner again. Good serve. Nope. It's good over the net, but way too strong over the end line. Service error for St. John's. So that'll give the serve back to Fort Recovery. Makes the score 23-20. And here is Grace Guggenbiller to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the set. There's the hit over and a kill. Hit it through the block. Hallie Elwer. ...23-21, side out again for St. John's. Elwer will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Whitley Rammel, and she slams it home. Kill number 17 for Whitley. Now we're down to the match point here, 24-21. Lily Luthold will serve match point for Fort Recovery. Good serve, dug out by St. John's, free-balling it back, and they didn't get it over, and that's it. Lily Luthold picks up the match point, and 25-21, Fort Recovery has won the third set, and they win the match 3-0. We'll wrap it up in a moment, right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery breezes along through this first round match against Delphus St. John's tonight. Delphus St. John's finishes their year at 1-22. Fort Recovery improves to 12-11 with the win here. And Fort Recovery won the first set 25-5, won the second set 25-12, won the third set 25-21. For St. John's, Maya Conley was their best hitter tonight, today. She had four kills and three blocks for the Lady Blue Jays. Hallie Elwer with four kills, and she had two service points. Abby Kerner had one kill and three service points. Layla Seitz had one kill and a service point. And Chloe Wellman ended up with a total of six service points, including three aces for St. John's. Fort Recovery was again led by their senior Whitley Rammel, who again was named to the first team all-conference in the MAC conference today. She had 17 kills, two blocks, four service points, and two aces. 17 kills for Whitley Rammel. Lily Luthold ended up with three kills, had eight service points and three aces. Marissa Garkey had four kills, seven service points, and three aces. Audra Bupp with 10 service points on the day. Mara Pearson had four kills. Grace Klingshern was in there briefly and had a kill. Tegan Fortkamp with three kills, two service points, and an ace. Kennedy Mollenkamp had three service points, including an ace. And Grace Guggenbiller had seven service points, including an ace. And Grace also had a couple of kills on the day-to-day. Up next again, Fort Recovery against Crestview on Thursday. Again, we do remind you that is at Lincoln View if you're going. You do need to buy your tickets online at the OHSAA website if you want to go to the match. If you can't be there, we'll have it for you on the radio on Thursday on both WPGW and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, Fort Recovery wins tonight in three sets, 25-5, 25-12, 25-21, over the Delphus St. John's Lady Blue Jays. For our studio producers tonight, Jeff Overholzer and Lindsey Green at the radio station, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.